Getting lower every day. Because some of the material in here I don't really understand. what's all about. First one is solving trials, organic chemistry, eighth edition. Who knows? I'm sure that maybe there's like a few handful of people here. Maybe Ian Gibson, my wife. I know there's one young girl here who's going to torture herself through organic chemistry. So maybe, you know, this is something that you can, I'll need to do, and you can teach me, and call me about organic chemistry, and I'll kind of come into it and try to understand what it's all about, and I don't think I got past the first page. And I probably just like got confused and talked about like vitalism. I don't know what those words are. Talked about molecular overloads and quantum mechanics and the structure of ethyne, like I don't know. Thank goodness there's people who are smart guys who can write yourself up. But I'll bring us kind of talking about, see, what is all about? What's the whole purpose of organic chemistry? Why are there people out there fascinated and want to study with them? And what is it kind of mean perhaps contained linked to my message? Well, here's a quick sentence that I read, I enjoyed it, that emphasize the relationship between structure and reactivity. I know that is a little bit of a mouthful. But I want to kind of use this as an opportunity for us perhaps to show the relationship that exists between man and God. And talk a little further about the composition of or the build-up or makeup. I know that's a big word, my wife told me to refrain from using such big words. You know, the makeup and how our body is made using different chemical elements and so on. And perhaps I want to talk to you a little bit that there's a relationship that you can have with God and man. And the Bible teaches us that at the very beginning of Genesis, we read about Adam and Eve, how sin came into the world. So why do you want to read one verse from you found in the book of 2 Timothy? 2 Timothy chapter 3. And do you have another verse? Okay. 2 Timothy chapter 3, and there's one verse that I want to look at here. And verse 15 at that. And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Again, that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. So what I want perhaps for the next couple few minutes to talk to you is, I'm sure I look around the room here, some of you have been to Sunday school, and perhaps even at home, your parents are talking to you, are talking to you about the gospel, talking to you about the Lord Jesus Christ and his death on the cross. And perhaps maybe you're here this afternoon that God knows Christ as your Savior, despite knowing the verses, despite knowing the story, and perhaps just like the purpose of organic chemistry, you don't have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. You talk about how in the Bible that we are lost. Talk about how the beginning of in the Garden of Eden, how Adam and Eve were created so they can have a fellowship, communion, relationship with God. What caused that to ever, we know, I'm sure you've heard it before. What caused, what ruined that wonderful relationship? Does someone know? Does someone know what ruined our relationship? Sin, right? Yeah, sin. Sin ruined that relationship. And God wants that from you. God desires that you can have a relationship once again. But you can't do it in our sinful state. You can't do it in our sinful manner. And it talks about, you know, organic chemistry, the composition of, or the makeup, a buildup of various matter, or however you want to coin it, or you turn the phrase. You read in the Bible that when we're born, We're made up of a very evil, I would say probably a very rotten, I would say nature, which is the nature of our sinful nature. Right? I think David talks about that in my mother's womb did she conceive me in iniquity. It tells that we're all born in sin. Talks about how we are because of what Adam did, that we're cursed of a sinful nature, and because of that there's a separation that exists between God and that, right? Because of our sinful nature. And so we read how that, first of all, that we need to have our sins forgiven. How that we have fallen short, right? Romans chapter, chapter 3. We have fallen short of God's standard. And because of God's standard, we're separated. And because we're separated from God, we can't have that relationship once again. The next book I want to talk to you guys about is Morgan Harrison Lemon, Laura Johnson Accounting. Fun, eh? Fun. So Michal gives this to to Lily, and she can, by the time next year, she can tell me all about accounting. And so what's the purpose of accounting? What is the purpose of accounting? Why do individuals, why do businesses have accountants? What's the main purpose of it, except for to be a pillow to sleep on, you know, when you're studying up here? Well, I think it's kind of crazy here correctly. Why is that it shows the work of a company. It shows how much perhaps money they have. It shows their value. And so perhaps maybe there's an investor. Maybe one of these days, someone here will become an economic investor, and they want to see, well, should I risk putting my money and invest into this company? Well, you want to know how much they're worth and how well they're doing, right? I don't think anyone here would ever put their money into a business that's losing money. No one ever here would put their money invested into anything that, you know, can go bankrupt tomorrow or no stability, right? And so the purpose of accounting is that men up here who are brilliant and smart, well, they come up with, well, we need to have some kind of a statement to show, right? To show how much the company is worth, so on, so on. Well, I was thinking about the work that you have, the work that God has upon you, and how much God values you, and despite of our sinful nature, despite how we read in the Bible that we're rebellious, we're selfish, you know, we want no desire of wanting to be with God, we'd rather, you know, go about our own way, live your own life. The Bible tells us that God values you, and God puts you at a very high price, and God would want you to have a relationship with Him again, to know His Son as your own personal Savior. So we read that in Ephesians chapter 1, talks about how that before the foundation of time, He thought about you, and He thought about me, and He thought about our sinful nature, and He thought about, well, what can I do so I can invest into Levi, invest into Liam, invest into me, invest into everybody here. And He thought about it. And He planned it out. And His plan of salvation. And he thought about, what can I do? What can there be done in order so that I can have a relationship with all those I've created with once again? And we know that it's through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, right? It's His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, He died on the cross for your sins, right? Died on the cross for your sins, because why? He loves you so much. And we read that in John 3:16, where that simple verse that we all know by heart, for God so loved the world, and He gave His only begotten Son. He gave the very best of heaven to die for your sins, to die for my sins. Because why? Because that's how much He values you, that's how much He loves you, and how much that He wants you to be saved. We read later on the part that God desires for all men. Well, that in that particular verse on Israel, God will for all men, boys and girls, young or old, for them to be saved, to know that the Lord Jesus Christ is their Savior. The next book that I have here, I would say a little more simpler, it's a music Bible. It's a musical. And here we have various music sheets, right? And I would say perhaps if you're not familiar as to how to behave, play piano or certain piece, well, here's an opportunity to pick up the ball and start playing, right? Well, not really. You've got to have an understanding of what some of these notes mean, right? You've got to understand, you know, the different measures. You've got to understand the different terminology. You've got to understand how it's to play. Anybody can just go to the piano and start banging away on the keyboard. But I don't know how nice of a music that would sound, right? I know when I was younger, my sister, she played piano, and I was just tapping away on the keys, but I'm sure for her ears, it was obnoxious. But here, it tells us how we should play, right? There's different notes and there's different symbols. For example, I'm still trying to figure it out. There's flat, and there's, you know, little symbols above each other, how we should play, whether we should play softly, whether we should play it loud, or whether we should play gradually crescendo when I get to the point, and they get very attractive, or maybe perhaps it tells us, you know, where there's a pause, and, you know, tells us, you know, how, and then you piece it all together, the music sounds very, very nice, right? It sounds very attractive, and you want to hear more of it. Well,
The Bible also tells us about that.
How the manner in which we should live our lives. Right? We're talking about how our sinful nature causes us to go and do whatever we want to do. We went wherever we want. We saw whatever we want to watch. We talked however we want to talk. We were all over the map then the young became. Right? But God, despite all that, God still has loved you. God still put a lot of high value upon you, and upon your soul, and upon your life, that you desire for you to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ and your Savior. And I thought it was going to be why for our story, John, for putting it up and hardly using it, so I'll tell you that now. Just for the sake that I could say that is why you use it. So, we all know about this little picture of what they call, right? We all know that. About how this man, and this God, talks about how much sin, that's right? We're familiar with that. I think 1 year term talks about that. And then I'm sure there's other years, another Sunday school lesson, you know, we talk about that and we see that. But what's the illustration there? Well, as I mentioned, our sin separates us from God. And there's nothing that we can do to get ourselves to God's heaven, to find favor, to find merit, to receive all of God's blessing. There's nothing we can do. We try our best, right? And our very best, as they say, the Bible says, that's filthy, right? But what does God want from you? Well, this is much God has put His, has seen value and worth in you, in spite of our wickedness. We pray, or we all hope that you would look at God with the same kind of desire and want, knowing His Son as a Savior, right? And what did God do? How did God show that? Well, He bridged it, right? He made a bridge for us. And that was through the cross, through the cross and the death of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, right? So there where, have you heard this morning and heard in many, many other times in your Sunday school classes that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, right? And you and I are sinners and we're a holy, righteous God. But you know what? In spite of our sinful way, God loves you. God will desire that you would come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior. And so I just pray that, and how will pay for some of you 20 years from now, or 12 or 15 years now, when you're looking over, maybe you're foolish enough and want to take organic chemistry, just understand. You know, the composition, how the relationship that you can have with God. And I pray that it won't take you until you read organic chemistry to know relationship with God. And when you look at another financial statement, when you look at an accounting textbook, realize that how much worth that you have. And that despite our wickedness and our sinful way, God still wants to invest in you. God will want to put all of His enemy information in any one basket and offer the very best His Son to die for you on the cross. And then maybe some of you are maybe perhaps learning to play music, play an instrument, and hopefully maybe if you're if you become very elegant and play it, maybe think of it as a matter in which that we should live by, and all that can be found in God's word. Right? God's word can tell us everything that we need to know as far as knowing our sins forgiven, tells everything that we need to know about how that we can be made right with God. It tells everything how and which we need to live our lives. So that is my message for this afternoon. And I pray that it be a blessing and encouragement to everyone here. Most importantly, that you can come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior. Thank you.
The Bible stands like a rock, undaunted mid the raging storms of time. Thank you. Believe.
Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus.
Yeah.